This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, there are concerns over a new feature on Snapchat. Snap Maps allow users to see exactly where their contacts are, but the North Yorkshire Safeguarding Children Board says sharing locations can be risky. Here's James Parks from the team.
Well, Snap Maps are a function on Snapchat, which is a social media, and it's a way that it can be used to keep in touch with friends and family, and within that feature the Snap Map itself is a cartoon avatar that you can pinpoint sort of anywhere in the world, sort of your locations, and your friends, families and people who are connected on that social media app can sort of see where you are at any given time.
So what are your particular concerns about this, the fact that people can pinpoint where someone is?
Well, as a Safeguarding Children Board, we acknowledge that social media plays an important part in the lives of most people in today's society. So we're not here to kind of stop people, but what we want to do is make sure that they've got the information and education to keep themselves safe online. So what we'd like to do is just bring to people's awareness, really, the different settings that are available for people to make their location either hidden, available to their friends, or a selected group of friends.
Yeah, so just run through some of the top tips, I guess, that people should follow.
So our three top tips are only share information and locations with people that you know in person, and never share that location with any strangers. Don't add contacts to Snapchat that you don't know in person. So it's always useful to add people to social media that you know who they are and that they're friends or family. And our third bit of information, really, and it is a regularly review the settings. A lot of social media apps launch new features and functionality. So it's good experience and good to use that on a regular basis and make sure that people are aware of what new settings are available.
And so I suppose, yes, they're really useful tips to follow. But if people still have concerns about someone who's trying to contact them through Snapchat or other social media, or their parents do, where can they get advice?
There's a lot of advice available for sort of any negative online experience that someone has. For children and young people, they can visit the Childline website, or they can call Childline for free on 0800 1111. The NSPCC provides lots of information to parents, professionals, carers, or other adults, and that can be accessed on the NSPCC website or by calling 0808 800500. And there's a really good resource for both children and young people and adults on the Child Exploitation Online Protection. And that has two sites, one that is really interactive for young people to look on about keeping themselves safe and how they can protect themselves on different devices. And again, there's really loads of information on there for parents and professionals. Just within North Yorkshire, what we'd like to do is highlight the Safeguarding Children Board website, which again has localised resources and information available to parents, to carers and to children and young people themselves. So that website is www.safeguardingchildren.co.uk. And we also publish all our information and kind of briefings and news stories on our Twitter page. So if you look for at NYSCB, which stands for North Yorkshire Safeguarding Children Board, you can keep up to date via that social media.